Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Now, if you'll open your blue hymnals to hymn number 143.
Reading from the book of Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. There like has never been from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the aged. Gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, "Spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations." Why should it be said among the peoples, "Where is their God?" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will read a portion of Psalm 103 in unison. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger and of great kindness. He will not always accuse us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our wickedness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so is his mercy great upon those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. As a father cares for his children, so does the Lord care for those who fear him. For he himself knows whereof we are made. He remembers that we are but dust.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, "At an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see, we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord.
God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. At the heart of this somber season that is confession and repentance lies a paradox, which on many levels is the very paradox of our faith. The word Lent, in its original English meaning, simply referred to springtime. Now, historically, the Latin and Greek words that are used to point to the season of penitence, they do infer the significance of the 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness. But when the church began using the vernacular, the common language of the people, the English word Lent was chosen because it simply described the longer days of spring, which coincided with the 40 days before Easter. Lent, like spring, is a time of new beginning, a time of blooming, a time of restoration. The cold, dry darkness of winter passes away as the warm, beautiful color of spring emerges. The old passes away and the new springs forth. Death and resurrection continue. I look forward to Lent. I find myself needing, craving even the simplicity an intentional practice of clearing away the clutter, the distractions that get in the way of being present to the transforming love of God. We are an Easter people, a resurrection people. And yet, sometimes it is difficult to tune into the awareness that Jesus lives. And so Lent is a gift. We're given the space to bring ourselves before God, to trust the overflowing grace of God, and to visit those places where we feel we haven't lived into our potential, where we haven't acted as we hoped, those places that we don't feel worthy, and claim them. We claim those things for which we are not proud so that we can release them, let them go, as we continually seek restoration and renewal in the transforming love of God. Lent invites us to intentionally look at our lives through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Lent invites us to confess and to repent, not just individually, but corporately, together. The wisdom of the church calls us to practice prayer, fasting, giving alms, examining our conscience, meditating on God's living word. And our gospel today reminds us that even more than the practice themselves, it's our motivation. It's our desires of our heart which usher in God's grace and open the way for transformation. In a few minutes, you will be invited to come forward and to participate in the opening practice of Lent by coming forward and receiving ashes. The ashes remind us that we are created beings. The ashes remind us that we are creatures of the earth. We will hear the words, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return," calling to mind the story of our creation in the second chapter of Genesis. "Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being." The ashes remind us that we are not self-made. The ashes remind us that we are creations, that we have a creator, that we have an origin, and that ultimately to that creator, to that origin, we will return. It's like the ashes are speaking to us, reminding us that the Creator breathes life into us, that the Creator brought us into being, and so we are special. We are holy because we are loved. And yet it's easy to lose sight of this createdness, of what sustains us, of the interconnected dance of dust and breath, of body and blood, which gives us life. And it's so easy to lose sight of our holiness in the midst of this busy and distracted life. We get so caught up in the work that it takes just to get by, caught up in our patterns and in our habits. And so as our foreheads are marked with ashes, as we are reminded that we are dust, and to dust we shall return, in the midst of this ritual remembrance of our mortality, maybe these ashes will inspire us to change the way we live. Maybe thinking about death will help us to live more fully. Maybe the ashes will remind us that we are vulnerable. To be human is to be vulnerable, and also to be interconnected. And so maybe these ashes will inspire us to live less alone. Maybe they will inspire us to live alongside one another better, to love with, to listen with, to suffer with, to rejoice with, together. And may these ashes remind us that we are not alone, that we all together create the body of Christ, that we, the church, are Christ's creation, called to witness God's love, God's grace, not just for each other, but to the entire world. The season of Lent also reminds us that we are moving forward, that we are looking ahead to the resurrection celebration that awaits us at the end of these 40 days. Because Ash Wednesday is not the full story, just the beginning of the story. For Lent is fully conscious of, fully looking forward to, that Sunday sunrise over the empty tomb.
Please stand. Dear people of God, the first Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's passion and resurrection, and it became the custom of the church to prepare for them by a season of penitence and fasting. This season of Lent provided a time in which converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when those who, because of notorious sins, had been separated from the body of the faithful, were reconciled by penitence and forgiveness, and restored to the fellowship of the church. Thereby the whole congregation was put in mind of the message of pardon and absolution set forth in the gospel of our Savior, and of the need which all Christians continually have to renew their repentance and faith. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the church, to the observance of a holy Lent, by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word, and to make a right beginning of repentance, and as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now kneel before the Lord, our Maker and Redeemer. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence, that we may remember that it is not only by your gracious gift that we are given everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Savior. I invite those who would like to receive ashes to come forward and kneel or stand at the altar. Most holy and merciful Father, we confess to you and to one another and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth that we have sinned by our own fault, in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives.
We confess to you, Lord.
Our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people.
We confess to you, Lord.
Our anger at our own frustration, and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves.
We confess to you, Lord.
Our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts, and our dishonesty in daily life and work.
We confess to you, Lord.
Our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us.
We confess to you, Lord.
Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. For all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
For our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us. Accomplish in us the work of your salvation. By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord.
Bring us all your saints to the joy of his resurrection.
Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desires not the death of sinners, but rather that they may turn from their wickedness and live, has given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardons and absolves all those who truly repent and with sincere hearts believe his holy gospel. Therefore, we beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do on this day, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, life is short, and there is too little time to gladden the hearts of those around us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Now please turn in your blue hymnals to hymn number 149.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.